But we will discuss it as a board.
Yeah, we'll discuss it as a board.
Okay.
And I, you know, last year I did the high school class size, so I just did it again, so I'm just going to hand it out to you. And I just want to make one notation for you, because I made a notation myself.
Now, I thought you asked me to do that, Rosemary. That report's coming, so.
No, this is the one that I did that I, you know, that I did last year. And it just shows the number of teachers over 180, et cetera. Yeah, I did ask you for that other. But I did want to just make you aware on the, in the yellow color pages is the Highland, and I did change these a little because Highland, I don't know if you noticed, it has this advisory period that actually doesn't meet. So I took those out of the totals for those advisory classes so that because they're not really meeting. And I just wanted you to be aware of why I did that. And I understand that's going to be changed soon, Mikkel, that that's going to go off.
What's that?
The advisory period is somehow going to be changed, or they're going to rename it, or they're going to do something so that they're not actually as part of the grand total of teacher load.
I don't know how you would count that in the load, but I get that you see that differently. At the Highland, the question that was answered months and months ago,
right,
last spring, was that we get four credits for four instructional periods, and the answer is yes. And how they'll deal with the elective, have a recommendation for them for maximum flexibility, and that should be resolved no later than next week before the end of this term.
Yeah, because when I just, when I spoke to, I think it was Sydney, and she indicated that we actually can't give elective credit for advisory.
That's not true. Again, teachers give grades. Schools issue credit. Sid Dixon, if that's who you're referring to, called me and said that she revisited the same conversation that she had with you 8 months
right.
ago in the last couple of days.
Right.
And that our plan is consistent and great and flexible,
okay.
and she's cheering us on. So I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Who's Sid Dixon?
She's at the State Office of Education over curriculum.
Okay. Well, at any rate, I took off the advisory because they don't actually meet in that class. So I that's
correct.
So I took that off as a grand total.
Okay. So you that's took it off as a number. Is
yeah, just in
about.
Here because I, well, what else could I have done?
mm-hmm.
So, anyway, just so you're aware.
And this is part of why we're going to generate a class size report that the board can rely on because you'll want to be able to compare similar courses and know the highs and lows of those similar courses
yeah.
rather than aggregating and making misassumptions about that. So.
But the one I had asked you for was how many students that you had generated. I gave you a copy.
Uh-huh.
And
that's not
that's
dependable
not
or reliable. No, it'll be the manner in which you would have a piece of data that would be useful for the board is you look at class sizes, and we've talked about how they peak in the fall and they're lower in the spring.
Right.
But if you actually look at a course that's offered in at least six sections, then you'll have a range of highs and lows and averages in a given course that would give the board some sense of how big are the English classes and the
right.
math classes and so
well,
forth.
Well, except that paper I gave you I thought was good because it showed you how many students actually took English and how many students
math
actually
doesn't.
Took math.
Yeah, you're over-interpreting that.
Uh-huh.
It's not an accurate document.
Okay.
Laura? I would just request that this discussion be carried out.
After the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not
and
board
then
business.
And my only other request is that we, you know, we did talk about having a discussion on the high school schedule. Is that still planned?
And
do you remember?
Right, in regards to?
Looking at the high school schedule in terms of do we have any fluency and is it still that we absolutely have to stay on block or can we have some fluid schedule? And I thought we had three people agree to that. And is it still on the agenda?
So I always get a little confused with this because we went back and we talked about, you know, what it was that we wanted to have. And I thought we had scheduled, you know, the high school subject on there. So, but what you want to have on there specifically is if you can go off the block.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is probably not.
That wasn't
a request that was
done. That wasn't a request by three board members, because neither Amanda nor Alamo wanted to discuss, may we go off the block? They wanted to continue to the discussion of the schedules. They wanted better evaluation. But neither of them said, can we go off the block? That's been your only, you've been the only one to discuss that.
I understood that's what they were requesting, that we would look and see if we.
But we had the discussion, and Christie and I read their emails. So I'd be happy to.
So what's the request then, Rosemary?
Well, I would like to request that we look at the whole dynamics, and can we go back to what it was, you know, 15, 20 years, not even, because it was 2002, 10 years ago, that the schools decide their schedule versus the Board of Education decides the schedule.
Well,
that's what I had requested.
And I would second that, you know, if that's, because I've heard that issue brought up.
And that's what I've been asking all along. I know you feel it's only me, but I mean, I thought Alma and Amanda also had asked that.
You know, I think that what's difficult about this conversation at times is that, you know, from the very beginning when we started talking about high school schedules, it was about efficiency and making sure that, you know, if all three schools are on three different schedules, you know, then that's going to make it very difficult for the transportation of our CTE students. It'll make it difficult for, you know, a child that might want to take a class at Highland over at East. We had talked about being as efficient as we possibly could. The block schedule's been there long. It's been there a long time.
No, you've only
before I came on the board.
Trimester is a block schedule.
Okay, the blocks. Okay,
but
saying that, Laurel, then you're saying that we can go on trimester.
Hang on one second. So what we did was, the block schedule was in place before I came on the board. Okay. It was voted in long before I came on the board, and
2203 is when it went in.
No.
I was hired in 2003. I was here long before I.
It was in there before then, because 2002. Uh-huh. Yes, because.
Well, I think Rosemary is.
Oh, I'm.
Again, it focuses on East, because
that's right.
For another discussion.
It is. It's for another discussion.
No, but
and
I think that's what she's asking, Laurel, is if we can put that on the agenda for another discussion.
Okay, but
that is what I'm asking.
It's kind of slippery that you're saying she can't discuss it now, but then there's no commitment to put it on the agenda either.
No,
but that's not what happened, Michael, actually. When we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. before our break, and we forwarded that information to you in our email, that we asked specifically, what did board members want to talk about in regards to the schedule? It was not about
right now.
I know.
The discussion I'm hearing right now.
Okay, but 202-203 is when the board put all three high schools on the block schedule.
No.
Yes.
No, that's true.
Meaning
East went to the block in 2003.
Yeah, and Highland was only on it 1 year earlier.
To the AB block.
Okay, so.
So that is not.
I think that, you know, for this to be clarified, you know, that you're saying that you want to have a discussion specifically about telling
choice.
The schools.
And having choice. And I've
choice,
said multiple
because
times.
We give them
because
so much choice now.
No, we don't. We have them on this. We have choice at the elementary level. They can be in K's 1 to 6, K 1 to 8. They can be in different magnet type of schools. They can be dual immersion. They can do lots of different things. But at the high school, they all have to be on the same schedule. And I
but
do
within
not think
that
that's
schedule,
same.
That block is where the flexibility
yeah,
is,
no,
Rosemary.
There is, well, I disagree with you.
Okay.
I disagree that, I mean, I agree, I hear what you're saying, but I do not think it is flexible.
So, Rosemary, just to be clear, you want to have a discussion leading to a vote about whether or not we will.
Does the school determine, is it a school decision? Is it a site-based decision, like the Highland High decision to go make site-based a decision to have this ninth
within
grade?
The framework of the block.
Well, but they're not on the block anymore. That's exactly the ninth grade is not.
Back to the latter of what you said. You said that all the schools need to be on the same schedule for efficiency. Though, what about the efficiency for the learning experience of the students? What about the efficiency of how teachers teach their classes? Like, not every single school agrees with the schedule. So why don't you say what would be most efficient for that school instead of what would
student.
And yeah, also for that student, but I just mean like efficiency, like how we just or you just used it was kind of like very broad, and I don't know, I was just kind of confused.
Well, what's best for kids, and I think what's best for kids is that they have a choice and that the schools have a choice and not the district. And that is the discussion I would like to see, because I do think that we have a variety of kids, and they might choose to go to a school that has one schedule versus another, and I do think that's very pro-child and very pro-education, that they have a choice, and we don't have that right now.
How many people on the board would like to have that discussion?
I would.
I would.
Okay. I think it would be a valid discussion.
Okay, three board members would like to have that discussion, as well as the student board member. Does that meet the criteria to put it on the agenda for discussion? Then we should put it on the agenda for discussion. Thank you.
But the criteria, as I understand it, says within two board meetings. Does that mean, does that count like two business meetings, or does that mean business and study sessions?
Well, if there's a vote that's going to be taken, it has to be done in a business board meeting.
Okay. So then that, so according to our bylaws is, or our policy, it's within two meetings then, that this would be on the agenda?
It does not mean that you have to take a vote in two meetings. It means
it doesn't.
Get on the agenda.
Get on the agenda.
Okay. Many large items take time
to discuss. With them. Okay.
It will be discussed.
And then sometimes you say we'll get data in 3 months and then we'll revisit the topic.
Thanks.
All right. Anything else? May I have a motion to adjourn, please?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. May I have a second? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.